हेलो, हाँ जी,
यू आर सिंग फॉर अस नाउ।
Yeah, I honestly straight up thought Jenny was a singer. I was so embarrassed after. He's like, no, I don't sing. I was like, oh,
a lot okay. of people think that though.
A lot, yeah, because this guy's lip syncing every song
in
the video.
I know. Why are you half of it's my fault. I'm gonna let it ride till then.
Why are you in the video then, right? I swear to God, when I wish you, this guy told me, he was like, yo, I heard you. I was like, yo, why? I was like, you don't sing anything?
No.
That's all up in the video.
Yeah,
no reason.
The first guy in the video just like, you know?
Definition of all up in the video. Yeah.
Singing the whole song.
But you have to. You wrote it. Fuck it, man. Straight up, right? Just because you got the vocals.
Right, how many times have we been places people had you a mic now?
Yeah, right? Every time, right?
Are you ready?
Like, all right, Channi and Mogha.
Slowly, pass the mic, Mogha. Yeah. I'm bored of this guy.
The hype, man. Yeah, you need the hype, man.
The worst is when you're all in places, like, you know, just chilling and some drunk guy comes up to you, gana suna de.
Do they actually do that? Yeah.
What do you do? What do you say?
Gana suna de. Sometimes I just fake it, bhai gala kharab aa
jaye. I fake it? This guy just lying?
I don't want to have the whole conversation. Am I just telling a drunk guy, that's not you?
Yeah, that's you.
Like, yo, he's going to be like, what the fuck? Unfollow this guy right now. Faker.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I thought the same thing, man. I was pretty shocked. But then I was shocked that you wrote the songs.
Yeah.
That's the craziest fucking part, if you think about it.
Why? Then what did you think he did?
No.
Oh, you thought he was a singer?
I thought he was a singer. Then he's like, I'm not a singer. Then I'm like, what the fuck is this guy?
He's just a singer's buddy.
He's the dancer?
He's a singer's buddy.
He just pulls up.
No, but that's crazy. The fact that you can write the songs, that's fucking wild, man. I don't know how you do that shit. That's crazy. Because I speak Punjabi, but I could never in a million years.
No one really believes him sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone thinks he has a ghostwriter.
Yeah. Yeah, you take this in. Last time.
Is Chinese dad ready?
Yeah. Dude, last time Diljit came, and he didn't tell me this before, right? Because maybe before he didn't want to say it because he felt like, this doesn't take it personal.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, oh, Paji, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਯਾਰ ਲੋਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਨਾ ਗਾਣਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਤੋਂ ਕਿਸ ਤੋਂ ਗਾਣੇ ਲਿਖਾਉਂਦਾ ਆ
ਨੋ ਵੇ
ਆਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਵਾਟ ਦ ਫੱਕ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਨੈਵਰ ਬੀਨ ਅਫੈਂਡਡ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਲਾਈਫ ਫॉर 1 ਮਿਲੀਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਅਫੈਂਡਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਫੱਕਿੰਗ ਹੈਲ ਬਸ ਆਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੋ ਵੇ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਆਈਡੀਆ ਰਾਈਟ ਬਟ ਹੈਵਨ ਡਨ ਇਟ ਯੈਟ ਰਾਈਟ
ਡੂ ਦੈਟਸ ਕ੍ਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਦੋ ਬਟ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਵਾਈ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਬਲੀ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੋ ਦਿਸ ਗਾਇਸ ਬੋਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਰੇਜ਼ਡ ਇਨ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਯਾ ਲਾਈਕ ਹਾਊ ਦ ਫੱਕ ਇਜ਼ ਹੀ ਗੋਨਾ ਪੁੱਟ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ਿਟ ਟੁਗੇਦਰ
ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਯਾ ਦੇ ਡੋਨਟ ਗੈਟ ਸੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ ਦੇ ਗੋਨਾ ਗੈਟ ਰਿਮੂਵਡ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੇ ਐਕਚੁਅਲ ਰਾਈਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਟ੍ਰਾਈਕ ਯਰ ਸੰਗਸ
ਯਾ
ਐਂਡ ਆਮ ਲਾਈਕ
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. I think it's a personality as well. He's always laughing, so it's hard to believe.
Hard to believe that he's like putting in all this work, right?
Writing about like gang murder.
Started from the fucking watching his buddies play ball hockey.
Yeah.
Right? How does that happen? Yeah. That's the craziest part.
Commentary.
Yeah, man. I remember that shit.
Greg, just take your hand off of this part. Yeah, there you go.
I'm fucking out here like I'm Usher and shit. I'll sing the song then.
You know what's funny? Yo, one time we were at a show, right? And some guy came up to Mogha and he's like, it was a UK rapper, right? He's like, bruv, Mike, kade hai na? Itthon nahi farna, Mike, itthon farna. Right? And we're like, okay. He's like, jede bande hai na, jede cool hai basically. He's like, idda farde, Mike, right? Ever since then, both of us, right? And then we went to Dubai, right? And the club owner was a desi, like straight desi, right? He's like, "Mundiyanu mic vi nahi fadna aunda." Bale namme ya, itthon fadi jande mic, right? And then we're like, "Nee, nee," like we're trying to explain to him that, because like, no, right?
You're trying to explain? No, we're cool.
Yeah, we're cool.
He's like, "Nee, chajna pado." The whole fucking thing, we did it like this. And then he's like, yo, he's like trying to explain to us that, yo, trust me, there's more swag you got from here. That guy didn't give a fuck.
That's what I was doing. Yeah.
All right, you guys, we have Channi on the podcast today and a special guest, even specialer than Channi.
Your Karan.
Karan Patti Real Estate. Officially in BC.
Top realtor.
No, we have Tina here, who is Channi's wife. Welcome to the podcast, Tina. This is the only nerve-wracking part, okay? Don't worry.
No, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Tina's about to cry.
I actually am.
Thank you so much.
Why am I doing this?
Gun to her head. Thank you. Tusi mainu le ke aayi. Holy fuck. Main bathroom ja sakdi.
Oh my God. No. I wanted to have you on because obviously you already did an episode with Chandni.
How many can you do with
it? Yeah, exactly. One is enough.
Yeah, didn't get good views. So we're like, fuck it, let's make Chandni.
You gotta change it up.
No, no, but I always see you on the stories and your guys' like interactions are so funny to me.
By force.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like,
he doesn't ask my permission. Yeah.
But I was like, it'd be so cool to just have you guys on like together and just see like, you know, just have like a conversation and get to see you guys like interact just with us and stuff. I thought it'd be super fun.
Yeah.
And you've never done anything like this.
Oh yeah, never.
So we're the first ones. I thought it'd be super cool. And I was like thinking to myself, I'm like, no, he's not going to agree. And then he was down like right away.
I was down.
And then I was like, okay, she's going to say no. There's no way she's going to say no, right? And then he's like, don't worry, she's down. Like, I told her, but
he didn't
like, don't
ask
worry
me at that point.
The funny thing is, I asked her. Her best friend sitting in the corner, I asked her. I was like, yo, like, I'm like, yo, can you convince her? She's like, done, it's done. Just say yes. Just say yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's done.
She's like,
sure. And she's probably talking to Tina too, like, yo, just fucking do it, man. Just don't eat, man. Just
I said
doing.
No to both of them, though. Honestly, I don't know. I'm sitting here right now. Yeah.
Bro, it was so bad. Yo, up at the coaching session, we got my dad involved.
Yeah.
But dad's like,
he's
I'm like, yo, I get this.
Me,
yo, I convinced my dad. I'm like, you know, what coach Calgary to aaya interview gun, right? He's like, Tina, phir tu karna chahiye.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. She's going off like, no.
He's like, you can say whatever you want about him. You honestly take your anger out on him.
Take it 100%. Do it here, right here.
Calgary to aaya, tu jana chahiye, right? She's trying to say like, no. They didn't come because of me.
Yeah, not because of me. They came for him. Yeah.
He said they had other work. Yeah, they had other work.
Couple therapy right here. You guys gonna let all of it out, yo. Holy shit. My god, so funny. And also because last time we recorded with you, Girk wasn't here. Yeah. So I was like, and he was bummed about it.
Same,
like Girk
yo.
Was so bummed.
The Malayaja boy.
So yeah, I was like, we have to make it happen. So here we are. And last time, so yesterday I was listening to our first episode. I was like so like embarrassed as I was listening to it because I could tell how nervous I was because I was like, yeah, that's so funny because I was just.
That's Tina right now.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Tina is me. Like,
someone replaced it.
100%.
Someone replaced that energy.
No, because it was like we had never met and like I just feel like when you have like a rapport with someone because we've been talking now for like more than a year like on WhatsApp and stuff and so we know each other. So it's so much easier now.
100%.
So much easier. And I didn't want to do like an interview style with you either. Because like, you know, everyone knows, how'd you get your start? Oh, what do you do? You know, like, so I wanted to do something like totally different. So just going to talk about, you know, regular stuff and take it from there.
You know what it is, yo? Like even the last time, I think the first time we met was on the podcast.
It was, yeah, yeah. You literally came out.
Everybody was nervous. I was nervous.
The number one question I get asked on the anonymous form is, how do I meet someone? Where do I meet people? I'm sick and tired of dating apps. I don't want to do that anymore. Where can you meet people? And I have the solution for you now, okay? Click matchmaking. It's pretty much the same as you getting introduced to someone through a friend. It's a membership-based matchmaking service where they connect like-minded individuals. The founder was born and raised here and she understands us. She gets it. You want to meet someone who has similar values and understands growing up in both Western and Eastern cultures. It's a personalized experience where you'll meet with a matchmaker and get to share what you're looking for in a partner and they'll find that person for you. Each person in their database is personally vetted by one of their matchmakers. So you don't need to worry about meeting people who aren't authentic, you know, who has pictures on their dating profile that's 10 years old, people pretending to be single but they're actually married. Or just people who are just gonna plain ghost you or not serious about, you know, actually finding a partner. You can let them know the qualities and the values that are important for you to find in a partner and they'll vet those people accordingly or go through their database to find those people for you. You can trust that you'll be matched with someone else who is also serious about finding a partner. There's people from all over North America on the database and they have a 77% match rate. You can register for free at www.clickmatchmaking.com. If you mention the podcast, you'll get a discount on one of their selected plans. Check them out at www.clickmatchmaking.com. Want to get your take on like the Ambani wedding? Those jeans before?
Yeah. Oh, about that, eh?
You can't even say anything.
Bro, I got the most fucked up DMs.
Yo, you did? That. You were like DMs?
I did. Like, what control do I have?
Yeah.
People are saying how much you guys sell out for.
They're telling you you sold out?
I'm like, bro, you act like I got account access. Like, I see transactions get fucking sent in.
But at the same time, people are full do too, man. Because it's like, at the end of the day, any one of these guys commenting, they would do it too.
Everybody would do, yeah, for the bay. Imagine, you know what else? Okay, you know what I was thinking, right? I don't know. Tell me if you guys agree, right? I'm like, yo, that fucking family alone, I don't think you could probably even move around in that country without saying no to them.
You can't.
You know what I mean? Like, they would probably fucking just come after everything you have.
They do. And I didn't even think about that. How people would be scared to say no. Probably.
100%. I literally sometimes think it's more of the fear than the money, maybe. Yeah. They're probably like, yo, innanu. It's probably in that country easier to say no to Modi.
Straight up, 100%. Right? Yo, if you think about it, man, it probably is.
Yeah, because they're controlling probably everything.
Yeah, man. Wow. There's two ways to it. One thing is, I know our community was like, holy fuck, like one Sardar guy within all those guys repping our people. Yeah. And the other part of it was like, yo, like these guys have ties with like everything that was like anti-farmer, anti-Punjab and stuff, right? That's a whole, then that thing too.
But I don't know, man, because that thing is like, yo, so if he doesn't, like, let's say he doesn't do that, right? At least this way, when he did it, it's like, remember we were talking about the conversation gets started, right? Like now people are like, yo, he didn't do it. It brings a little bit more to the light, right?
Yeah, because if he just said no and no one ever heard about it, it's like business as usual, right? No one's really talking about anything. Yeah. But then he shows up, even though people are, it's like, some people are like, oh, he shouldn't have done it. But they're still talking about why he shouldn't have done it, which is the farmers' protests, all that type of stuff.
So. Or like, if he doesn't do it, then like, what if he gets like blacklisted from like a bunch of other places, right? Then you don't even know.
I guess the timing is kind of bad right now.
Timing's bad. That's what it is. Absolutely.
And this isn't even a fucking wedding. It's a pre-wedding.
That's so true.
Pre-wedding, bro. Pre-wedding. My pre-wedding was KS Makkhan. Fucking KS Makkhan going, la, 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 la.
At least you had someone. Fuck, man, yo. I had my fucking uncle doing that. Shit.
Right? Like, yo, you know, shout out to Makkhan, right? Like, but fuck, man. Like, you know,
shout out to. I was going to make fun of you a little bit, but shout out Makkhan.
Yeah.
How old is that guy?
Makkhan is at his prime right now. I don't know how old he is, though.
At his prime? That's what you said. I thought he was like 65.
His WhatsApp display picture, I'll show it to you. Looks like Batista. Swear to God. Batista.
No, KS Makkhan's he's at least 60.
What's his greatest song?
Door Ni Kholni.
No, that's not his song.
Is that not his song? Who's that?
That's not his song. His song is like
Oh, that's Malkeet.
Yeah. Ser Kadme and like
He's 48.
Who sang the Door Ni Kholni song?
That was
Ricky would know.
That's KS Makkhan? Yeah, that's who I'm talking about, man.
He's 49. He's not even 50.
Photo Sherdi, you know that one.
I know that one. Yo, that's so old, man.
Bangers,
how old is he?
Bangers.
49? Yo, that's not bad, actually. Fuck.
But if anybody asks, he's 25. But yeah, I think, yo, a lot of it, with the whole wedding, a lot of guys are, like, in the industry, I can see, like, a lot of big artists in our industry are cheese too, because they probably get the invite too.
They didn't get the invite?
Yeah, they got shafted, they're probably like, fuck this.
Or they got the invite, they said no, they're like, fuck this guy, wait a minute, we should have said yes.
Right? How much do you think Rihanna did? 8 million?
9 million.
Oh. That's crazy.
You see that interview? She kind of got low-key offended when they're like, how was the show? She's like, it wasn't a show. She's trying to say like it was a private event, right? Oh. Like, chill, bro, it was a show.
No, she was like, I haven't done a show in these many years.
Yeah. She's like,
That's what she said. She's like, I don't think she was offended.
No,
I think
she was like saying that don't consider it a show.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be a show again? Yeah.
She's not going to talk like that.
Right? You want to talk like that? She's like, no, it's a show. It's a private event.
She's probably like, yo, no. Bunch of fucking random desis and shit. You got Shah Rukh Khan on the stage doing this type of shit. You're like, no. This is not a show.
No, dude, they get paid too, though.
Who?
Like those actors and stuff. Like, I read that they get paid to attend.
I thought they don't get paid. They just go.
No, they got paid to attend. Like, so an appearance costs like a certain amount, like just to go to the wedding, and then an extra amount for them to go on stage and stuff like that.
Oh, Joe, fuck it. Should have invited me. I would have been on stage with me.
Oh, can they get Mogen who pre-event then main wedding to Sadange? Yeah. They're saving us.
Chandni's gonna be there in July at the main event.
Who are they saving for the main event though? They did this on the pre-yo.
No idea. But the main event is in July.
For their daughter's wedding, they spent 180 million.
Total?
So now it's probably gonna be like double.
Yeah, double that. Oh my god. How many events? would you do decor for to equal one?
A couple of lifetimes.
The rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're
me, put all the books. My kids, kids. Yeah. Maybe their kids, yeah. That's fucked. Yo, put that into perspective, though.
That is crazy.
That's pretty fucked.
The decor was next level,
decor
too.
Bill, everything. Mine's the bill was for everything. Mine's the makeup bill, yo.
Yo, did we talk about how you and Tina met and stuff during the first episode or no?
No.
I don't think we did, right? Yeah. How long have you guys been together?
I think almost 10 years now.
Okay, let Jenny answer those. I'm just kidding. See if it gets it right.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. No. You're asking the right person. Right when you brought that
he's
up.
He's like to me, oh, we've only been married for 2 years. I'm like, dude, it's 4 years this year. Yeah.
Like 6 years have gone by.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, yo, these 2 years flew by.
I'm like, yo, sitting there, but it's 2 years longer. He's like, 4.
Yeah. No, but the marriage has been so amazing. It just flew by.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, though. You didn't stress him out.
4 years. Did you guys get married during COVID?
Yeah, during
that's
COVID.
Probably why he thought
it was. Peak of COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So did you guys have an actual
COVID wedding?
You can talk about it now.
I did. He did it.
You broke all the rules.
No, it was a 50% per yard rule. So I use a neighbor's yard, my yard.
He had 150 people in his backyard, pretty much.
I think we were the kind of people that they got the laws changed after, 50 people per yard that you own. Yeah. That you own.
The week after our wedding, we had a decor booking, so we went to do it, and the guy there is talking about Chani. He doesn't know I'm his wife. So he's like, oh, that Chani, not that guy. He's like, yeah.
What?
And I'm like literally putting up a backdrop at that point, right? And he's like, I wasn't wearing my chudar or anything, so I didn't look like I was married. Yeah. And then he goes, oh, he had like a whole like wedding and he had like 200 people at his wedding. Now he ruined it for me. Because they got even more strict then. Yeah.
Did you say anything?
So he's like, no, I didn't say I'm his
wife. I would never say anything.
I was like,
heard all the tea, and then you should have been like,
yeah. And then he goes, he got fined $150,000, and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, biggest rumor went by that. I got fined like crazy.
You got fined?
They said that I didn't. Yeah, it was biggest rumor. Biggest rumor in the city.
But I mean, bylaw did come to your house.
Bylaw came daily, but that was just for like, holy God, Rogani and shit.
Oh my God, there's a rumor that you got fined $150,000?
Yeah, there's a couple of rumors that, and they're like, 100 people got COVID. Knock on wood, nobody got COVID. Not a single person got COVID, surprisingly.
I don't know.
Like, I thought at least I had a wife would have got it.
But after that, it was like the 7 people thing. So,
Wow.
So I think that's why he was so
mad. So you fucked it for everybody.
Now he probably like watches the stories like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, he's probably like, oh, shit.
It was actually like, now when you think back on it, like that COVID time seems like crazy. Like, how like we were limiting. I remember we were doing like driving by our friends' houses to say happy birthday and shit. Like drive by birthday parties and
But that just fucking shows you, yo, how much power the fucking government has. Yeah. They're just like, yo, we're shutting shit down, everyone's at home, people Lysol wiping everything.
Remember in India the stories are so sad, like people couldn't go to like their own like family's funerals and shit. Like their own like parents' funerals, shit like that. Imagine missing that.
Literally I don't think that's ever gonna happen again in our lifetime, how they shut everything down like that. Like, but even through all that, the desis are like, vyate karne.
And then, yo, my reception, we booked a reception, right? And the hall owner goes, yeah. I'm like, yo, are we allowed to do dance floor? Obviously, I'm going to ask you before I book it, right? Oh, paaji, sara kuch hi khulla ya. Dance floor up a hall se kar sakde ya. Dance floor up a, what was the law? That you couldn't do it, he goes, in your backyard though, right?
Yeah, so then, like in a closed venue or something.
And then we did it. Obviously, they opened the dance floor. The guy's like, yo, you guys can't do the dance floor. And then, the bylaw came at the reception at the end. They're like, yo, we can't do dance floor. We're like, holy shit. And then, like, there the hall owner is dancing on the dance floor with us.
That guy's
buddy's like,
bylaw's like arresting Channi. This guy's just like, koi na chala da.
Uncle's like, hoi, right? Fuck, man.
This guy's in the backseat. Like,
it's so funny. It was the most awkward reception, too, because, like, we had three. They split the hall in three.
Yeah, it's like three different parties going on. It wasn't like
outdoor with
if
the balcony.
If I would go back, I wouldn't do a reception.
Yeah. So you weren't if you were outdoor on the balcony. So those people weren't allowed inside.
There's
you
TVs,
have to be in your certain area.
There's TVs outside. So the balcony was doing their own thing, and the bar was there, and then the middle was like our family, her family mixed, and the third was like four relatives, friends, and shit like that.
What?
Yeah, it was.
That's
fucked. Yeah, man, it wasn't worth it in the end, yo. And you already know this is, I tried changing it where I'm like, yo, like, can you just like, the money we already paid you, can you just move it towards like my house? We can just do like a crazy dinner at my house, invite the whole family here and just do something in the backyard, right? Yeah. Like, no, like you can do it here if you want, otherwise that's it.
Like you have to then like split up who you invited.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah. And then, yo, as Tina, yo, the decor in just the main hall where we were sitting was nice. It just got chinnier and chinnier.
It was just like random stuff in the upper hall.
You're the third tier guest list outside.
Yo, that's some fucking Hunger Game shit, right? Oh, yeah. The people at the back must not getting fucking roti and shit. Yeah, right? Yeah. They're like, no, you guys have to wait. Jira ko shiragi, oh, to see khana.
First tier, second tier, third tier.
Damn, that's fucked. It's
100% there's still some guests that took it wedding personal.
Took it so personal?
Yeah.
Yo, but everyone knew. I feel like everyone kind of just like knew that dude. Like, because everyone was so confused. No one really knew what was going on.
I feel a lot of people weren't even doing receptions then.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a lot of people were like, "We'll do it.
We're
gonna
do it the next year." But then I think people had kids, and then no one did it the next year. Yeah.
That's what everyone said. Then they saw the bill. They're like, "Actually, chalo, hon ta saal ta langi gaya."
Yeah, that's the one time where they're like, they like realize after, like,
"Yo,
no, we're good.
You
don't
fuck it. Why are we gonna spend another 30 G's on these fucking full
things?" Honestly, I wouldn't do it at that
point.
People
genuinely started doing smaller weddings after though. Yeah. After COVID, I realized that
they started doing smaller.
No, I swear to God, yo, like you know that too, right? Before in Siri, we were talking about it was a thousand people weddings. Yeah. A now thousand people wedding was like normal, but we had like one a week. Yeah. But this would be a thousand.
Now I feel like the biggest is like 500, not more than
that. Oh, so you have noticed a difference, hey?
There is a difference, yeah. Like 500, 600 is a lot now.
Hey, but the problem with Siri is it's like literally like second Punjab where like you invite one guy, there's going to be like him, his fucking downstairs guy, and like
his fucking,
his fucking, like, his fucking other four cousins living with him from India, and like you got one table of 12 guys, right?
Yo, those are the most weirdest tables. Every time, right, you walk into a hall and there's like 12 desi uncles in the back, and you're like, who invited you and where are your wives? Like, we're getting fond. We have to walk in and they're like, don't leave me, right? Yeah, and they're like, chill the fuck out.
I thought the wedding industry was done, man. I was like, no one's gonna do hair and makeup anymore. Like, I was scared.
Did you get busy after? These guys got busy.
Yeah, we got
after.
Busy.
We got
in COVID.
So busy in 2020. We were like not busy. 2021. Yeah. I've never worked that much in my life.
Yeah, 2021 was crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, during COVID.
Crazy.
And no, it was weird. I feel like people started going more all out. Like I felt like they thought they were gonna die or something.
That's what it was.
Mar jana, paja badhiya dekor kara lo.
I would have been the opposite. Yo, we're dying in like 2 years. Fuck you. I'm not marrying shit, man. Fuck out of here, right? Yeah.
People were spending the Serb.
Right? Yo, that
or
was
that.
Bad.
Yo, don't even get Girk started
don't
on
start
Serb,
me,
man.
Because I worked for the federal government and that pasta came. I was just sitting there. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on here, man? I'm like at work, like fucking, you know? They're like, no, you're essential and shit. Everyone around me sitting at home. Like, yo, these fucking guys are getting paid to sit at home, man. I'm out here fucking auditing. I don't give a fuck. There's nothing to audit.
There are people spending like Serb money on like makeup and decor.
Yeah, man. Dude, it was a stressful time in my life, man.
Were you and Tina like one of those companies where you're like, you gotta pay the COVID premium tax? ਤਾਡਾ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਣੇ ਭੈਣ ਜੀ 50% ਹੋਰ ਉਹ ਵਿਕਾਸ ਮੇਰਾ ਨਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਾਸਕ ਵੀ ਪਾਉਣੇ ਪੈਣੇ ਆ
No, I was really flexible during COVID, I feel like.
We were too. We rescheduled so many people.
Yeah, like we didn't like ding people or anything. Yeah. Like,
a lot of people like screwed people at that time, like held the deposits. Yeah.
Were you glad that you guys got it done in like
I'm glad
COVID?
We got it done with, for sure. Yeah. I feel so much fun with less people. Like I feel like it's your main people and it's like more intimate.
Jenny's like,
Jenny had no problem.
Yeah. Like, less people, Yo, guys are so fucked in Siri too. I still remember, like, I'm like, yo, you gotta come, bro. Yeah. That's it. End of story. Imagine Girk. Right? Living Siri's old, like, bro, aya tu on aya Girk bus, na? He knows, fully aware, this fucking COVID situation, 50 people only. Shows up with 5 guys. Yeah. They pull up to the house like a beer in the pull up on the house with like a beer box in the hand. What the fuck are you supposed to say? Like, I'm not even the type of guy. Hey, like, yo, what's up, bro? You and your 5 guys. Right?
5 guys.
Fucking hell, man. Like, bro, like, you know, you told one dude, it's like, yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
Okay, so married for 4, right?
Yeah.
Johnny's like, oh.
Char is char, yeah.
He's looking at Tina. He's like, "Four?
Are you sure?"
She's talking to you. she's talking to you. Oh, the answer they got. Whatever she's saying, answer the woman.
Okay, married for 4 years. So how long have you guys been together for?
I think almost 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, around 9.
Oh, okay.
Almost.
How did you guys meet?
We met through a mutual friend. Jenny's best friend was dating my friend's sister, so like we knew each other from like when I was in high school, because we have like a 4-year age gap. So we knew each other for a while.
Who's older?
Tina's older.
Actually?
Yeah, hold on,
no, I was like, damn! I was like, Channi, saale, hard ja tu.
I was joking.
But yeah, no, we just like, we knew each other for a while. And then after that, we started talking. And then he messaged me.
Oh, he messaged you, eh? On IG?
To go get ice cream.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want ice cream, but you can drop me off at my friend's house. So he dropped me off. Yeah. And then after that, we started talking.
Look at that, my
boy's got game, man.
Yeah. Ice cream got it.
The real ones, no, man. I went for a Frosty on my first one. Fuck it, man. I forgot my wallet even.
Gurk took Karen to Wendy's for the first date. Forgot his wallet.
I paid the first time, too. I'm just going to put that out there.
No, I told you. It's the recipe for success, man. Yeah.
But I offered.
And he let you? Yeah.
Honestly, I just had to put my card out.
I swear to God, you know what I was thinking right now in my head? I don't think my card was working that day.
That's the best. She pulls out her card.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How many times have we said, yo, red flag. If you should offer to
red
pay.
Red flag. Yeah.
No, it's green flag, obviously. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why all you idiots are single. All the ones counting the flags are single.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The more three red flags make a green one.
Yeah.
No, that's how it works, eh?
Yeah.
That's the formula?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Because so many times, like, girls will be like, I offered to pay, and then he was like, okay. And I'm not going on a second date with him, blah, 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 blah.
That's why you're still single.
Yeah, man. Half of my wallet's so far up my ass when someone pulls out their card, I'm like, yeah, leah, bro. Let's get out of here, bro. Like, fucking wallet's literally in my asshole right now.
Okay, well, I guess that's the new way that people should do it then, eh?
I've been saying it, man. Yeah. I've been saying it.
If the chick pays on the first one,
the bande no. You guys think you're testing us? We're testing you guys.
Yeah. It's a ultimate test, yo. It's a test, yo.
Yeah, this is different type of fucking...
She can provide.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, ice cream glass. She's the one.
You guys are playing fucking checkers. We're playing chess, man. You guys don't even know.
Honestly, clearly, I feel like we need to change the tune now because we have enough like empirical evidence now to prove the other way.
Good, man. Very proud of you.
Oh my God. Kyle, who paid on the first date for you and your girl?
Wow. Take notes, guys. Take notes.
I don't know. The future's not looking too good.
Kyle?
Statistically speaking.
Yeah. Healthy relations, Kyle.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Make her pay tonight.
Yeah. Holy. All right. I think let's just hop into some huddle questions. Unless you have any, like...
I have nothing, man.
You gotta say, man.
I have nothing to say, man. Say what you have to say right now.
Yeah. Tina, jehdi gal tu kehni si na aaj keh de.
You're never gonna have another opportunity like this.
Ask me something about it.
Ask me something. Whoa. Coach, apni yari ha.
This is your chance, man. Put chani on blast. Air out the dirty laundry. Just say it.
I wish my brain worked like that. I would.
She's still like fucking like hearts beat like 300.
I'm still, yeah.
Hearts beat like 200 beats a minute still, like... Yeah.
I'm sure, you know what? Shit, as the submissions come in,
then
your memory will start to jog, you know? Wait, y'all, it's officially the beginning of wedding season. And first of all, the beginning of weddings, this must be a Vancouver thing, all right? For most of you in BC, it is the beginning of wedding season, and you're probably attending a bajillion events this year. And if you're not, still listen up, all right? Our friends at Fresh Canvas are focusing their March promos on some of the best skin prep treatments specialized for brides, grooms, sisters, cousins, moms, aunties, puas, chachis, mommies, mossies. Fresh Canvas is currently offering their secret advanced RF microneedling for only $450, which is regularly $600+, and perfect derma peels for only $199. Check out their Oxy Genio Superfacials that are buy three, get one free. That rhymes, buy three, get one free right now. And deluxe hydrofacials are only $170. Also, full legs laser is just $165. And they have a package for face and underarm laser as well. Buy four, get one free. If you want to support the pod, check out the sponsors and give them a shout, Fresh Canvas Spa, and tell them that we sent you. And you guys can also use the code COACHES online at the website. Link in the episode details. All right, guys, let's hop into the coaches huddle portion of the podcast where we answer your questions, react to your stories. Please don't take anything we say seriously. We're just talking that shit. If you need real professional help, please reach out to someone who knows what they're talking about. This is just for entertainment purposes only. Okay. Okay, let's start off with a fairly, I think, light one. Someone submitted, it was a couple that submitted together. So they're having this argument with themselves and they both like were like, let's see what they have to say about this, okay?
And this is people from probably here.
100%. Okay. Yo, the role are from here, right? Yeah. All the Kalesh is from here.
Yeah. Mostly.
All
yeah.
the Jaloos happening is all here, man. This is the jungle. Right?
Yeah.
Coming to the jungle.
But sometimes there's some like one or two that are from Calgary. You know, like the one where the girl, it turned out to be like our cousin? Whoa. The guy turned out to be our cousin?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Actually, I said it was light, but now that I'm reading it, it's not that light, but okay.
Some deep. They're having like a divorce and shit, right?
Look, that's not a cousin now, bro.
Okay. Hey, coach, please read this on the pod. My boyfriend and I are weekly listeners and would love your guys' opinion on this matter. So my boyfriend went to a bar for solo drinks to watch the game and sat at the bar. As he was enjoying his beer and watching the Canucks, so it is here, he overheard a bunch of uncles, probably in their early to mid 40s, sitting next to him talking about how they came back from Mexico, and one of them said to the other one, you probably left the crack there, like the cocaine there. And my boyfriend just went, what the fuck? Anyways, right after one of the uncles that was sitting next to my boyfriend started talking to him and asked general questions about what my boyfriend does for work, how old he is, etc. Next thing you know, the uncle wanted my boyfriend's number and they exchanged. My boyfriend is very social and looks to make business relationships with people. He's like, Chandni, give me his number to everyone.
Take my number, take my name after.
He's like the guy making job.
After that, the uncle said, let's get dinner on the weekend and I'd love for you to meet my daughter. Instead of my boyfriend, to which I think should have said, no, sir, I have a girlfriend, he just laughed. He told me the whole thing the next day and I asked, why would you not say that you have a girlfriend? And he was like, they were all hammered. It wasn't like it's gonna actually happen. Like, what if it does? Does it hurt to say that you have a girlfriend? I told him, bro, these guys were literally talking about doing crack. That's who you want a relationship with? Now we want to know your guys' opinions. Specifically, my boyfriend wants to know Girk's opinion on this. If he should have told the uncle that he has a girlfriend right away. We've been together for 5 years.
No, the answer is no.
Straight
up, right?
Yo, straight up.
Like, there's no date made. You don't have to go meet anyone. Why is he just going to, out of nowhere, just be like, you don't have a girlfriend?
Well, he did specifically say, I want you to meet my daughter.
Yeah, and then he laughed, but there's no date that's set. The only time you would say, yo, I have a girlfriend or whatever, is when he sets a date.
Yeah.
If he calls you on Tuesday, he's like, okay, yo, Friday.
And he was just hammered this uncle. Yeah. He probably didn't even remember who the fuck the guy is the next day.
Yeah, 100%. Really? This chick's tripping, man. This is a stretch.
That's crazy. What do you think, Tina?
I agree. I think you can't argue with someone like that.
Yeah, that's true. He's just gonna be a coin off, slap him on the back, and walk away.
Hammered, bro. There's no winning. Just admit anything they're saying.
100%.
Yeah, you're right.
See, bande have it the worst, right? Imagine you're fucking married to this chick. You're like, oh man, fuck! I didn't even fucking make a plan.
This guy almost got roasted for standing up to a drunk this uncle.
Yeah, who basically. This guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he just laughed it off.
Yeah, he just laughed it off. Yeah.
Imagine he's like to the uncle, nay, uncle. Uncle Sahya, shut the fuck up. Tu Sahya, bada room you banaya firda, right? Okay, marrying my daughter right now.
They're not even married, so he would have said, I have a girlfriend. He would have been like, girlfriend hundiya randiya.
girlfriend Sahya diya hundiya, ya.
Mami doda kiya.
Yeah. 100% very Mexico. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny. You can't take like situations like that too seriously. Coach, please just on the pod. Blah, blah, blah. I have dated my now husband for 4 years, and at that time, he seemed like he had his life together. He was working.
That's the best. Because you just know that's every Desi guy, right?
Chandni's imagining himself. He's like, yeah.
It's like that. It's like remember that TikTok series you were talking about on the pod? Like, who did I marry?
Recently.
This is like the Desi part of it.
Oh my god.
Year one of their relationship was probably like that. That was my team. Like, you know, 12, fuck, yeah. Don't worry, I'm gonna do some shit.
Yeah. Family business.
Yeah.
Family business. Yeah. He was working a decent job, but not great. But told me that he was looking into better paying jobs, and I was in school at the time as well. When I got my nursing job, he still was working half-assed jobs and not taking things seriously. I gave him options, and he said he got it like a correction officer, but never fully followed up. We started planning our wedding, and he decided to go back to school. I supported him through this journey, and even when he changed his mind about going in person to online, but I loved him and he told me not to worry and he showed me a timeline for when he will be done. Now that we're married, he's still not done with school, which he told me he would have been. He's taking one class at a time and can't even hold a part-time job. Like, what the fuck? I took 6 classes a semester when I was in school. We went on a trip where he asked me to go 50-50, but made me pay for most of it. And they're married. When I told him to get something, it caused a fight where he said, you have your issues, I have mine. I even brought up picking up a part-time job again and nothing. He's so babied to the point where I have gotten the ick. He calls his mom for the littlest thing. Like, I don't think he'll be able to hold any adult job, let alone get a call back from places unless it's handed to him by his mom. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm not happy in this marriage. Oh my God, this is too serious. But I'm too afraid to leave because of family. And I don't know, maybe I'm afraid to be alone. They're in their 30s. One class a semester in your 30s is wild.
That
is pretty bad.
Yeah, slow and steady.
It's been 6 years.
Yeah. Time to get his certificate.
12 years to finish one program.
Oh my God. Yeah. It takes 2 years to finish. They've been married for 6 years.
He does like a full 7 years, comes back with a certificate.
Yeah. Dude, in your 30s and you're working you can't work a part-time job. I don't know if this is it.
Yeah, no, she should do something.
Right? Yeah.
Or have like an intervention or something.
Tina, you know they can't see your like face on the pod. You can say whatever you want about the guy.
It's so mean.
Yeah, Tina's like looking behind her shoulder. She's like, yeah, I don't know if they want to. Yeah, I don't know how to coach. She's giving surface level answers like, oh, Marji, I want to coach. I'm going to coach.
Clearly, she's not coach.
Damn, they've been married for 4 years too.
That's a long time.
That is.
Yeah.
That's us. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't let that ride if we went on a vacation and he doesn't take his card out once.
Yeah. Forgot it at home.
Dude, like, I paid for the ice cream the first time we went out.
Not anymore. Now it's your turn.
That's wild, yo. And she said, but he doesn't have a job right now, right?
He's going to school.
He's going to school, yeah.
That's fucked. Yeah. How old are they?
30s.
Damn. That's enjoyment. That's what that is, right? That's great enjoyment.
He's probably
yo.
Comfortable because she's working, paying for everything. Yeah. He doesn't want to get uncomfortable.
Why would he want to change his lifestyle?
That's true. Unless you make a change, he's not going to change. That's for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
The sure. fucked up thing is, like, they're married, though. So,
yeah, that's like 40 years into
it. It's so easy to say, like, oh, you divorce him, but you, like, it's
but
so hard.
But I feel
hard.
Like when you let it ride for so long, then, like, you get so used to that. You don't want to get out of that. Like, you do have to make some changes.
That is true. That is true. Like,
some of this shit you gotta figure out before you get into this whole.
But you don't know how someone's gonna 100%, be.
100%, right? Figure this shit out before you get
into this.
You know, a lot of guys do Kali, yo. And the Biale scenes, you know, like.
She probably, like, while they were dating, he's probably making all these promises. Yeah. I'm going to be done in 2 years. Don't worry, blah, blah, blah.
And you're not with someone 24/7 before you're married. Once you're married, you know, like, all the bad habits.
Why is she looking at me? She literally looked at me.
She's like, once you get married, that's when you really find out the bad habits.
What you got yourself into.
Literally side-eyed me. She's like, oh, but then you look at their bad habits.
Yeah. She didn't even side-eye you. She fully looked at you.
Fully turned over, yo.
You don't know, Chani, until you...
You're not on the other side. I'm on that side.
Oh, my God. No, it is true, though, because they're living separate. He's probably telling her everything she wants to hear.
Exactly.
This is why we always say, don't marry someone for their potential. But it's so hard to, I feel like. Some girls are just like, I'm getting older now.
Or, like get married once people are done school. Yeah. If you're in school and getting married, I feel like that's too early, right? That's too early. Yeah,
it's a scene.
Yeah. Unless the person's like getting their fucking residency somewhere. Like they already have the fucking, you know,
like
you
halfway know the money's through coming. Becoming a doctor.
Yeah. I was still finishing school while I got married though, but I agree.
Yeah, but you're like 8-9 months left.
Yeah,
though.
A little bit.
8 months. Yeah. And she already did the OPN. She's doing RN. She's finishing RN.
He was 6 months into a 4-year degree, man. And she's like, chakar the name.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
He's getting a certificate in general knowledge.
Yeah. Just straight up, right? The amount of time I spent in that. General studies.
General studies. Yeah.
How long were you in general studies?
For like seriously almost 2 years.
I was in general studies for
bro, I did criminology for a year and a half.
I did that too. I did that too.
Right? Every guy in study was doing criminology. Everybody had a criminal record. Trying to become cops.
But why? Ours wasn't called criminology. Ours was called justice studies.
Whoa.
For no reason, for a year and a half, I did justice studies. I was like, you know what? I'm going to fuck in the law. Let me lay that shit down.
Criminology for no reason, yo.
Every brown guy does. Even Puffy did criminology.
Yeah, everyone,
every
dude.
Brown guy
Harv did it too. Harv
did criminology.
Harv finished it. It's usually when they make it like a quarter way in. Harv finished it. Harv's like, no, I'm
holy
a fucking
shit,
justice
yo.
Studier.
Bro, when they started
the
teaching us about how do they get justice for prisoners, that's when I like dropped out. I'm like, yo. Like,
what do you mean?
We're so deep into it now, we're learning how to help prisoners get out. Right? I'm like, yo, man, janda prava, main truck truck chalaunga. I can't do this, yo.
But it is actually so funny. So many brown guys do
accounting,
that.
Accounting, criminology, and then there's like one more.
Business.
Business,
yeah.
Business.
Criminology, business.
100%, that's it. And if all else fails, real estate.
Holy shit.
That's it, man. Fucking, you know, realtor developer.
Chandni thought he could be a realtor at one point, too.
I thought. But switch the vocals.
Switch the vocals. Did you take the class and stuff?
No, I looked at it. I got scared.
He looked at it. He's like, I can't do the class.
Bro, I knew I'm like, yo, paper deni main badhiya. I could talk a lot, but I'm paper deni hona main to.
I'm the worst at writing tests, too, man.
I'm okay with tests, I feel like. If it's multiple choice, I'm good. If it's written. If it's written.
I can't talk. I can do like.
Don't you have to do like a verbal exam or whatever for nursing?
Yeah, so I suck at that.
What? Nursing has a verbal?
Yeah.
What? Well,
like, I think you have to do like a scenario base or something?
Yeah, at the end. Like, kind of an interview type of a thing. Yeah. So, like, interviews I suck at.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
I'm so scared for today.
Get me into the interview room. 100% I'm getting the job. What? Yeah. I feel like I'm too sick at interviews.
I feel like Karn walks out saying to them, you're hired.
Yeah, 100%. I reversed the fucking roles, man. Tell me you're a strongest soup pan, don't they? Yeah, you fucking see me.
I'm the worst at that.
Yeah.
I'm the worst at that shit. You know, they ask you, like, what's your worst quality? I'll make it like a good quality. I'm too on time sometimes.
Yeah, I'm too punctual. Right? That's what I used
I'm
to
like
say that all the time.
I'm the latest guy in life. Yeah. I'm too much on time. Yeah. I'll show up like a day before.
Yeah. What can you improve on? Honestly, I can probably improve on not working so hard.
Yeah. Right? That's the one.
I'm really hard.
I'm really hard on myself.
Yeah. I'm a perfectionist.
That's always
my name spelled wrong on the resume.
Right? Biggest bullshit. Yeah. Resumes are the biggest bullshit ever.
Resumes are so funny too. Actually, you're right. Resumes are like, you'll get it like passed down like 10 times.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know whose it is. Yeah. You just
replace. Right?
Oh my God. Okay, I think for this girl, I think the first step you need to do is probably go to some sort of counseling or something.
The whole thing just sidetracked talking about something.
That's what we do all
I got
the time.
A sick woman, pehne tu resume bada kar le da. Resume, dada bada, just be like, yeah, man, I work for fucking Elon Musk and shit.
Make a resume for him. 100%.
We'll figure it out as he goes.
I don't even think he wants to work. I think you. I don't know. I feel like because you're married, so it's not as easy to just be like, I'm out. She doesn't sound like she wants to be out even, because she's like, I'm too afraid to leave.
Yeah, but that's because, like, yo, you know, when you leave, then it's like a fucking shit storm, right? Yeah. Explain it to your family. Explain it to his family. Deal with the bullshit of that. Yeah. Go to the lawyers. Like, you know, it's 100 fucking things. You're like, yo, is this even worth it, or should I just fucking hope one day this guy graduates?
Dude, in your 30s and you're still going to school, like, I don't know. I feel like 30s is, even now, like, Girk just now, like, started, like, you know, talking about, like, future and, like, how to make more money, all this type of stuff. Like, if you're not doing that in your 30s, like, I don't know when you're going to do it.
Yeah, before I was straight dunger. 100%. Didn't give a fuck.
Same, bro. You look at
out every day, you're negative telling balance in my bank account.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're telling the wrong guy.
Overdraft, right? You're just living in it.
Yeah.
Dude, we're talking to Karen the other day. This guy still has a random account that goes into overdraft every month for no reason.
I haven't closed this account down. I don't know why.
Like, can you just close the account down? I have to transfer $30 every month to cover your fucking overdraft on this
account.
I'm
like, no. There's one random student loan payment coming out of there.
Anyways, I think you should go to counseling or something.
You know what the fucking part is? If he doesn't have a job and shit, school's not cheap either, yo.
Yeah, that's straight tax too.
Or like give him no choice. He has to.
That's why he's doing one class a semester.
He can't
afford it.
Or you just stop paying for everything, but then his parents are going to pay for everything.
But then he's not going to pay for anything because he's still going to school.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a job. So,
at least if his parents are paying, someone's paying.
You start working too.
Yeah. And he hooks up home too. Until he's rocking, he still gets student discounts.
That's
100%, right?
His SPC card?
Yeah. He's still getting hooked up some spots, right?
Take advantage.
Student discount on Spotify.
Oh
right?
My god, too funny.
He's a student ID.
Right off his tuition on your taxes.
Right? Yeah, you could.
Get the bachao, utse the bachao.
He's my dependent.
Yeah.
100%. Disability, yes.
Yeah. Disability, yes. I'm dead.
She was like, please, can you explain this? Send a picture of him.
100,000% degree criminology.
100%. Because he said, she said he got a corrections officer like interview.
Most fucked up. I did that correction officer physical, Greg.
Did you?
Imagine me.
No.
I did it, yo.
What is it?
I passed it. So you.
You passed it?
Yeah, I passed.
Why are you so surprised? Is that where you passed it?
No, I can see. I wouldn't believe it either.
Yeah, no, I did. I failed the first time. You're right about that. Dude, saying boli tu. Yeah. Nahi tu boli tu sahi si, right? Main samjhi kya galat teri. I failed it the first time, right? Then I didn't want him to see me. The guards are looking at me and shit, right? I was dying, right? I went outside, puked, right? Then they're like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I puked. I couldn't even. They made me jump over like these fences and shit, right? This is fucked, yo. Like, what prisoners are gonna jump over these, right? But they're like straight, like, yo, at the athletic.
What prisoners are gonna jump over these?
Yeah.
Yo, the athletic, you guys are straight jumping, like hopping, Girk, yo. And I'm here rolling over the fence, right?
Like most I do, right? Yeah. Like, what's your
just trying to get
like,
over, yo. Did all that, right? And then I failed, obviously, right? And they're like, yo, then you need one more chance. I was like, yo, I gotta get it together, right? And I'm like, yo, did it one more time. Passed it by like 3 seconds, right? Dude, holy shit. Then they put us in a line. And then they're like, yo, like, they started doing, like, scheduling everybody's interviews, right? So I'm pumped. I was like, yo, I fucking passed you. Like, this is it. Like, I'm done. I'm fucking be a correction officer now, right? And then they're like, what is my... They're handing out, like, appointment times to everyone, right? Yo, meri bari hai, yo, Mr. Nat. They're like, yeah, we got to talk to you for 1 second, right? I'm like, fuck, baggy apanga. This always happens. Like, you didn't meet the English proficiency test.
No!
I'm like, sorry, yo, band raungu tupaya amin huite tuzi, right? No one could have told me that before. English proficiency, I'm an idiot. I didn't do English 12. I did wrote the other exam.
You did easy English.
I just want to get the fuck out of high school. So I wrote the easy exam. They're like, yo, you have like the ESL English.
No.
You gotta do the proper English 12 exam.
He's like, I can't do it.
They're like, dude, I'm like, what do I do now? Like, I fucking puked here for no reason, right?
Puked here for no reason.
They're like, yo, you have like, they give me like 10 days to do the English 12 like course. I'm like, yo, jada 4 mahine aaj nahi hoya. Oh, 10 din aaj kitte hoya na. Right? And then that's it. Most depressing drive home.
Then that's when I decided I have to be a singer.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, man. Then now I think
about it. Then this guy's like, oh, fuck it. We'll Punjabi ji karte hain. Started writing songs in Punjabi. Fuck English,
bro. Yeah. I was like, wow, yo. That fucking English 12 exam fucked me over so many guys.
That's the universe leading you in the right direction.
Yeah. Me and my buddy, we went to the same grade 12 summer. We both wrote that exam. We were at the post office, yo. Summer job. Right? Post office in the summer, right? So they're like, yeah. So they did the whole test, right? And everybody's there. All these disies are there. This is like when the new like student crowd started coming, yo. Right? And then it's me, him, all these disies, right? They're like, we're going to announce the names of the people right now that these guys have to walk out, right?
And that don't have English.
Yeah, basically, right? And I'm like, yo, sick, right? And then I'm like, dude, we're going to rip it. Right? We made it, right? All these disies are going to get canned and like me and you are going to be fucking like the biggest fucking like postman out here, right?
We're going to be handing out the most mail.
First two names, they read out our fucking names.
No.
And they're so savage about it. The post office, fuck. They're like, yeah, you two, English test didn't match, get out. We're fucking souls left our bodies. We're looking around like we're trying to tell them like we're born here. Right?
That's the best. Every Desi does that.
I'm born here. I'm born here. Yeah. They didn't give a fuck, yo. No. They're like, sorry, Angreji to hindi nahi, right? Holy fuck.
Oh my. Okay, what type of exam? Was it like written exam?
It was written, yeah.
It was probably just like English studies or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, like basic shit, right?
Basic shit.
Dude, trust me, my English, beyond garbage.
Right?
Yeah. Dude, my like writing, like I put commas and shit where you're not supposed to.
I don't even know where this
is. I don't even know where to put it.
I have no idea. I'm just throwing commas and comma and
trying to sound professional.
I swear to God. I'm like emailing clients and shit. Clients are looking at this like, yo, are you fucking stupid?
Written is, I feel like people who learn it second hand, like second language is English, their written grammar is probably
way
better.
Because
they know the rules, like it's fresh, you know? We learned that shit in elementary. I don't fucking
know. Yeah. Right? No one pays attention.
You get shafted then, right? From two jobs.
From two jobs. Oh my God. How old are you when the correction officers?
Like, probably like 22, 23.
Oh, so you're young, young.
Damn.
You're like, this is my career.
Bro, pillow bandrang utpaya. Right? Yo, look, man, you don't meet the fucking requirements.
They probably saw it after. They're probably like, okay, this guy passed. Actually, looks a little brown. Oh, he doesn't have English. Let's go grab this guy.
Looks a little brown. Yeah. The photo ID shows up.
Right? Yeah. Right?
Looks a little brown and can't speak English.
Yeah, yeah. And pretty bad. They're probably pretty bad at physical. Can't speak English. Yeah. Not the best candidate.
Right under that. Get this guy out of here. What the fuck's all I am here?
Like okay, puking all over our gym and shit.
So this person just wants to hear our take on this, okay? So my wife and I make decent money. I make 180K a year and she makes 95 as a teacher. This isn't much money in BC, especially with house prices. Is that true?
That's pretty good, yo. No?
Yeah, it's pretty good. But it is expensive here.
Pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good, yo. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, since we've been married, we've always had a joint account through which all expenses and payments flowed through. Married 20 plus years.
Oh, yes. How old are
they? These people are in their late 40s.
Yeah, late 40s?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. People die at that age.
Yeah.
Damn. Why are you asking us for advice? Yeah. That's fun.
We should ask
you. We're supposed to look to you guys, right? Like, ask the elders.
Ask the elders?
Now you know we're actually fucked.
These guys are like, yo, ask the Jawal Akaban.
No, even in our 40s, we're not going to be able to figure it out. You guys are still going to be struggling. As a teacher, my wife spends a lot of time with her teacher friends, and all they do is sit around bitching about their husbands and money. At least five of her teacher's friends are either divorced or well on their way to be divorced, and it gets kind of ugly when they break up with the finances and kids custody, etc. With that type of environment, my wife decided she wanted her own account last year, and her checks get deposited into her account now. Apparently, she thinks this is for her own protection because her teacher friends told her to do that. This leaves me to make sure all the kids' sports, school, tutoring, etc. is paid for, and it all adds up. Plus the mortgage on a new house, property tax, two new vehicles, and whatever entertainment money I spend going out. Not to mention that I have to carry the debt on my real estate investment stuff. She puts money into our joint account once in a while, but relative to how much she spends, that doesn't help much. There's an Amazon Prime package.
Amazon.
Amazon.
I'll get that at Amazon.
There's an Amazon Prime package showing up here at least once a day. I've stated clearly that if she wants her own account and wants to be independent, then she should just split the above noted expenses with me right down the middle. Unfortunately, that means she would be underwater every month and couldn't live her lifestyle without my earning. What really pisses me off is that I have to pay for everything for the kids and her. And if I go out with my friends and she sees a pub or bar show up on my visa, I get power called and texted right away. I also work downtown van and I meet my coworkers in the street, blah, blah, blah. So he goes out, this, that, okay? She's got it made in the shade and I'm fucking pissed about this. I've tried reasoning, but it falls on deaf ears. Am I wrong for being pissed about this? She isn't pulling her weight and I'm sick of the situation. Any suggestions on how to solve this unfair situation or am I overreacting?
I'd be fucking choked. I'd be fucking choked, man. Yo, that's actually bullshit. But this is what happens, I feel like. Janania just start talking, you know? Yeah. One chick gets divorced and she's just gonna slowly like... I've said it before, man. Chicks... No offense, Tina. But chicks give the worst advice, man.
100%. Yeah. All the divorced auntie young told her to do that.
Oh, divorced uncles are divorced too.
Uncles are divorced too, okay?
This chick just woke up one day and was like, fuck this guy. Like, low-key, she's already planning it now.
But did they have, like, they were in a joint bank account before? Yeah, so and then they separated
before they
after.
Had one account, his money and her money was going into that. All the expenses were coming out of that. Now she created a separate account and deposits her checks into there.
And then
he's left to pay for everything.
I guess it's annoying because they had a joint bank account and then they changed it.
Then she changed it without like consulting him and like them agreeing to.
Yeah. I'd be fucking choked, man.
Okay, so first of all, like I've said before, that money being in that account, that doesn't mean that it's safe from him. You created that account.
Yeah, I heard on the last episode. Yeah. I learned some financial talk on it. Yeah. My last episode.
We don't have a joint bank account.
Don't tell it to Girk. He's going to be pissed.
I heard Girk was against that. Yeah. He's like, yo. No. We didn't even discuss it. The first time I discussed it was when I heard the
podcast. Yeah, when we heard the podcast.
I was just living like it was before the whole time.
No, but I get why people do it. if you're like if you're self-employed, completely different. You know, you have to have your own bank account because you pay way less tax, right? But if you're not self-employed, you guys work 9 to 5s, 100% you should put it together.
That I feel like he's no, I know he can't.
No,
I think okay,
yeah. No, you're self-employed. Yeah. You're self-employed.
Yeah. No, but she works. You work.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you have your corporation on the side, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, your corp account is separate. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
The thing is, we never really ever talked about it. So then we just like.
I think that's most people.
Yeah.
They don't talk about like what the finances are going to look like prior to getting married.
We're both not paying for stuff. Yeah, but we don't have a joint bank account that everything goes into. Yeah.
No, we should.
Yo, honestly, I don't know. I think it's the sickest thing.
Dude, I'm the worst. If I tell you about finances, I have one bank account that my mom opened me in like grade 7. I can't take my mom's name out of it.
Yeah, buddy, you ain't getting shit. Your mother-in-law is getting
the debit card is a baba debit card. It doesn't work anywhere.
Vino will be like, can you not take that out? It's embarrassing.
When I use it, it doesn't work half the time. So, meri finance, I'll just hold it.
Right?
I have a company card. Oh, I'm going to get a job. So, the bank may deliver 5,000.
How do you pay for stuff?
So, remember, on trips, I have to pay right away. Pay it off right away. Sometimes we book trips, I go over, I have to pay it off, then book another trip.
And then some, his accounts get locked like every other day. It's so annoying.
They'd be like, oh, you're in Pakistan, we locked your account.
Yeah, literally.
What the fuck?
And we call before going, hey, we're going to Pakistan.
Someone's going to steal the 5,000 limit. Yeah. 5,000 limit, oh, we didn't tell them. Yeah, ji finance.
Yeah, I feel like with like, if there's so many expenses coming out of one person's account. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. Make sure your man is looking top-notch after this brutal winter hibernation. And guys, the one thing that makes the girlies go crazy is a well-groomed man. Trust me, okay? The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, their fifth-generation trimmer, features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads. A standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever his heart desires. It also features dual LED spotlights, you know, so you know what you're doing down there. And if you hate seeing a mess in the bathroom, not to worry, this bad boy is waterproof, all right? So he can trim in the shower, in the bath, samandarcha, you know, whatever it is. He can get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. The Handyman Electric Face Shaver is perfect for travel. It's super compact and sleek. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit comes with the Beard Hedger, obviously, beard shampoo and conditioner, beard oil, balm, brush, comb, and beard scissors. It's the total package. Whether he's looking to craft his signature look or clean up that neckline, they got the right tools for the job. Embrace the season and have him join 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to www.manscaped.com and use code COACHP for 20% off and free shipping. If there's so many expenses coming out of one person's account, then it's not fair.
It's not. It like beats that account dry then. You.
Yeah, like that's not fair at all. Like if she wants to have her separate account, I don't think it should be split down the middle because he makes more than her. So they should just
it
do
depends
like,
on that too.
Yeah.
Like a percentage split, right? Like he pays like 70%, she pays 30%. Yeah. But not that all the money's going into that account and then, but it doesn't even matter. Like I feel like he shouldn't be that concerned because that money is his, because she made that account while they were married. They've been married for 25 years.
I don't
years.
Think they think like that.
Yeah, I feel like no one thinks
you know
like
what I mean?
That.
Like, he just thinks
you
he's
don't think
long term. Right
you think in the moment, right?
He's probably like, padri ki master nahi hai padhata hai. Right?
100%. I'm still thinking that. I'm like, no, fuck that. But this shit joint, man.
Right? Divorce aliya madam ko sikhata
hai. But like, so it doesn't really, it doesn't even like matter at the end of it. But the fact that she's calling him too, like, oh, you're at the bar, I saw this. Why? Like, you're not even, like, paying for anything. So why? I don't know. I feel like
a lot of people don't have joint bank accounts because of that, too. You don't want to know, like, like someone saying don't spend money there, right? Yeah, like, or anything like that.
And then actually someone submitted after we had that conversation. They're like, hey, I just want to add that actually it's important to have separate accounts because anything could happen. Like, he or she, like, one person could move all that money account, like, out gamble it somewhere and then you have nothing.
Yeah, but that just, you can set up the account with like, you know, the signing and or just like, you know, so you can pick, like if someone can't just go in and like take everything out unless you pre-agreed to do like an and or. So and or is like any of the two account holders. So it could be me or it could be Chenny or Tina. Either one of them could go.
Yeah, no, but she's saying like, this person's saying like, let's say like things are going rough or like one person has like something going on. They just, like one person takes that money and like gambles it or whatever, gifts it to like something and then it's gone. Like one person, like they have a fight or something. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Like they're like breaking
No,
up.
No, but what I'm saying is like you can set up a bank account.
Where it's and?
And, yeah. So where it's like if, let's say you have like a $200,000 in this bank account or it's whatever, your joint account, Chenny can't go there and take up to a certain limit. He cannot take it out without her signature
on it.
Oh,
got it. Okay.
So and the limit's usually set to above 20 grand you can set
up. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't know that you could do
that. But like, so real estate stuff, is it better to have everything in one account or like husband, wife separate?
Honestly, I think overall, because like they... Real estate wise, like mortgage wise anyways, yeah. Like you just got to show like that you make X amount of money, right? But they don't care about like the account really. That's all the money's in. But I personally just feel like when the money's all in one account, it's just like, it's so much easier to like just get ahead in life. You know what I mean? Like rather than like nickel and diming each other about like, oh, you're going to pay, you know, $100 here and $50 here and $1,000 here. Rather than nickel and diming each other, put everything in one account, let the money go out. Sure, one person is making more, one person might be making a little bit less. But at the end of the day, like your purpose in life is to grow together.
Yeah,
you're going to have kids.
Yeah.
The shit's going to go to the kids. It's like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So do you want, you just want to make life easier on yourself.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So then when all the money's in one, it's so much easier to get ahead when you have dual. That's the whole point. If you're getting married and not having a dual income, why are you married?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose people get married is for dual income.
I think people just hear like scary stories about all this type of stuff happening, but just having a separate account, putting your own money in there is not really doing anything. Like that, it's still his.
It's still technically, so, when it comes down to it.
If you're worried about, oh, my friends got divorced and it was so messy, blah, 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 the same thing's going to happen to you because
Yeah, that was crazy what you said that episode when Greg's like, yo, like if like whatever like someone makes from the time you got married, if it was like we made like 500 grand or whatever, that other person's like
entitled to half.
That's
crazy.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. That's why it makes no sense. So not only are you handicapping yourself by having split accounts, if by chance you get divorced, you're not even keeping what you have. It's gone the other way. And because you're acting so stingy, your marriage is in a fucked up situation because this guy's pissed that you're not paying shit. Yeah. You're mad because he's not paying shit. So now your marriage is already going down like a shitty path. So now you're just going to end up in divorce just to split everything anyways. Yeah. Or you could have just fucking sucked it up, whatever. Sure, in the beginning, everyone's going to have those fights. You know what I mean? Like,
but this is 20 years, yo.
Yeah.
20 years is crazy. Yeah. And that she just did it.
Yeah. No. But like in the beginning, like, you know, people like have those fights. Like, where are you spending money? Like, why are you at the bar? Whatever. Like, sure, in the first year, that's why people say marriage is hard. In the first, get that shit out of the way, right?
Look this way again.
She's like, you got that right.
Chenny put her through some shit, right? Chenny, salya. Not that innocent.
What was like the hardest like adjustment for you after getting married? Because you moved in with Chenny and his family, right?
Yeah. But I feel like leaving your family is like a big adjustment. Yeah. Like I feel like everyone's families are so different, right? Yeah. Like, and in the beginning, I wouldn't even understand their sarcasm. It took me a while. Yeah.
She wouldn't understand
like,
her Punjabi.
Yeah, because they're Dwabi and we're Malawi. And I'd be like, what are you guys saying? Like, I'm not saying that. No, but other than that, like it was fine. It was just mainly like switching houses.
Yeah, switching houses. Yeah, like your daily
schedule. Yeah,
because
it changes, right? For him, I would fight with him so much. Like, you know what? You're in the same house. Like, it's not different for you. But like, no, then it was fine. Like, after the first year, you get used to it.
Yeah. The first year. Yeah.
And especially when you're living in a joint family, right?
Yeah.
Then that's adjustment.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is adjustment for sure.
Rather than if you move out on your own.
Yeah. But I feel like sometimes if you do move out on your own, it's because Girk, that's what they did. And it was like, I feel like just as hard maybe.
Oh, I was in full depression.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. I was so mad every day. Yeah. I fought with my wife every day. I'm like, it's because of you, I'm fucking sitting here. I'm fucking depressed.
Yeah.
My fucking blood fucking sugar is like this. My fucking this and this.
Yeah. That used to be me. Anything that happened, I would get mad at him. You live with your family. What about me?
I was losing it, man. For a month and a half, 2 months, man, I was in full depression, man.
The first year or so is like hardest to adjust. Yeah. And then like right?
And then then you just get into like a routine.
Yeah, then it's like a routine. Then you get into routine.
Like even like
you know, as the banda when the dolly happens, it's so fucked, man. The chicks are so sad and shit, and you're just like, you know, you're like,
He was saying the most fucked up shit to me. I can't even remember right now, but I get it. He was trying to make me laugh, but like, I was like, you're making me mad right now.
It's so awkward, man.
I think I said to him, we could just stay here if you want. Like,
I said that too. I was like, yo, don't worry. It's like, you're not really leaving. You can go back if you want.
You want. How far are you guys? Like, how far
like
is
10
your...
10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes.
Not far, not far at all.
Yeah, that's close then.
It's a scene back in the day, I get it, like when it's like fucking like 90,
yeah, that's a
90 hours away and shit.
Like, no hours roads, away.
No way to get there.
It's like a two-day trip, right?
You have to take
a tent and shit.
I know. Back in the day, I can't even imagine like back in the day, like when our moms got married, how hard
and
that was.
And they didn't even know their partner. Like, I can't imagine.
You're like, at least you knew the guy.
Yeah, like, I know him. Yeah. I know what I'm getting into.
After the whole fucking llama, everything's done, right? You just look over.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Chandni just standing there. Chandni's like,
who the fuck is this guy, yo? Holy shit. Dude, her and her best friend sitting in the corner, they basically live together.
Her and her best friend sitting in the corner?
Yeah.
You guys basically
live together? She got married, right? Last year, this chick was wailing. Like, she's like slapping her shati and shit. And I'm like, bro, she's not gonna die. We're just taking it from this house to that house. We're standing in the middle trying to like fucking maneuver this whole situation.
Okay, right? He was acting like her dad. He's like, yo, hurry up, stop crying. We gotta get out of here. We gotta go to the other house now. She's there alone.
Basically, like, her husband's like, that's her best friend, right? Like, it's all one big friend circle. So, like, yo, we gotta go there. She's gonna show up there alone. We're fucking all these guys now, right?
Yo, chicks are so dramatic like that, too. It's so fucked.
I wasn't trying to be dramatic and I wasn't hitting my shati. He's just being.
I thought totally right for no reason. They're nutching and shit on the party bus, right? Everything. Yeah. No, but then afterwards you get to the dolly and then all the chicks start crying, right?
Everyone was crying so much. Oh,
no, because, like, I think it's probably because, like, she's, like, remembering her dolly.
Everyone, like, that happened.
No, man, and they ain't that. They're just doing a deco de quince. Obi don't diya, cut it up, mami. Yeah, man. Some girls are.
I don't cry easily, so that's not me.
I feel like you can't be that emotional, right? Your friend's getting married, she's leaving her house. It has nothing to do with you. You're all fucked in no way.
Yeah, they're
fucking,
literally making that... Dude, they make the guy feel like the biggest like predator or something. Like, oh, you're taking the girl. You fucking animal. Everybody willingly be out of them. And everybody just looking
this
at the guy.
This is a consensual marriage.
Right? Yeah.
You're sitting in the back of the car. Right? Like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Pitting his shati.
Trying to make
like,
her laugh
you know,
after.
Like,
yo,
kutya, kutya, kudi le gaya. Like, why?
Kudi le gaya.
The overly dramatic dolies are wild. And I've seen that. You're like, auntie, are we doing like bowling inside? I don't know. They're like,
they're
crying and doing the dolly at the same time.
Girk sings the whole thing right now.
I've been through some shit. You guys don't know. I've been through some shit, man. You guys don't know.
I think we're the only culture that does that. I swear to God. Like, go to like, did, like a whole like documentary on this, they would fucking trip out.
I think that's good. Thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. You guys check out Chandni at
Chandni Nata.
There you go.
Chandni at Chandni.com.
www.chandni.com.
And thank you so much, Tina. You guys, please go check out Core Decor because that's the only reason she came here.
The incentive, yo. Hit up her company, man. That's why she's here.
That's how they convinced me.
For all your decor needs.
Didn't want to drop a single thing about the company. Yeah. You should have dropped it a little bit. Like, oh, yeah, you know, my name is Tina. I work for Core Decor.
No, but the point is, like people will hear her. They'll, like you, and they get some
little
bit
you,
more.
They like you.
Like you.
They don't like you right now. Yo, coaches, like, they'll hear you.
Until they hear you, they think you're a fucking loser.
Yeah,
so obviously they're not going to hire you.
Tell us like a funny decor story before you leave at least, right?
Yeah, tell us a funny decor story.
Tell her about the one where like, in the first started, when they asked for money, auntie had to go hide in the washroom.
What? Like, no, but the money part is the most awkward part.
Yeah.
Is that happening
because,
to you or no?
Yeah, man, because like I finish the makeup and they're like, oh, I love it. And then I'm awkwardly like cleaning stuff or whatever, like waiting for them to pay. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, we try getting payment beforehand now, but like we had such bad experiences.
Like people not paying?
Not even not paying. Like we needed like our other half of the payment. So we're waiting. Like she's like, oh, my mom's going to pay. So we're done our decor and she's like, my mom's coming, just wait here, right? And it's like 10 minutes. We're like, okay, we gotta go, right? Yeah. So we ask again, like, oh, like, can you get your mom? And then she's like, yeah. Her mom's in the washroom.
The mom wouldn't come out.
And she wouldn't come out, and then she's banging on the door. Mommy,
Mommy, you gotta come out. We gotta pay these people. The mom's hiding.
So bad.
The grandma was in it because the mom's like, I have to get it from my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, generational.
So we're just like waiting
there.
The BB like pulls out the button from under the mattress, right? The little zipper on there, and you're
like, oh, school BB, she's going to one of these. One of these. Straight hands to the chest. The most fucking slimiest. The slimiest $100 they ever got.
That's so crazy. Nope, you guys, check out at Core Decor. Anything else you guys want to
do? You do 50-50?
For what?
Like when, 50-50 no, like 50-50, like get the deposit before. Like.
Yeah, so I do 50% deposit up front and then the rest of the payment before, anytime before the first event.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we do now as well. Yeah. Because otherwise it's too hard.
Yeah, it's too hard. Yeah. Like,
and you don't want to keep asking.
I hate asking. I hate that stuff.
Imagine our business. Guys will be like, yeah, come. We're going to throw it on you though. Like fucking strippers. Like, yeah, you guys are gonna sing it. You guys are gonna sing at our wedding. Here's 50. Yeah, literally, I swear to God.
One time like, yeah. Came with like $101
yeah,
bills.
Yeah, yeah, dude, I come home with like $2,001 bills.
No.
And I'm like, Tina, counting. And I got my wife counting like a stripper. She's like, yeah, I'm an Aussie banana.
How do you even use that?
I'm like, yo, guys are so fucked. We're in a guy's business. They'll be like, bro, please, bro, 50% deposit, 50%, let us just throw it on you guys.
No.
And we're like,
yo,
dude, like,
what
in the beginning, we were so new to it too. We're like, yeah, okay.
50%, let us throw it on you. Yo, that's the sickest thing.
I swear to God, yo. We did it like a couple of times, and I told Harvey, I'm like, yo, money's getting lost in this process. Like, it's not equaling up to our bill, bro. Like, we gotta just...
He's probably like, check your kachi.
Yeah. Check your kachi. There should be another couple $100 in there, bro. Yo, that happened in the beginning, coach. Yo, I swear to I swear to God. They'd be like,
okay, but you were like, okay, no, you have to e-transfer something to
rent. Yeah, okay, 50 to mele gaya, 50% mele gaya. They'd be like, paaji, dooje 50 sitne yahan si. Please, let us throw it. So we'd be doing it, and they'd be throwing the money and shit, then they'd collect it for us after, but sometimes it's eventually started complaining, we're like, it wouldn't equal to the amount. So we're like, obviously money gets lost in this process. We can't
so
keep,
now
yeah.
I'm hoping now you
No, now we're like, yeah, now we get it before
he's
we get there.
He's at the point where he can ask.
Yeah, now we're at the point. Before we'd be like, yeah, you could throw it on us. Like the new stripper on the block, right?
I can't believe someone requested that. I would never think to
how
do that.
How many times has that happened?
A few times. Like more than three. Yeah. Then you know, thodi level bad gaya. Now we're like, yo, paise, paaji, on to pillow lena hai. Appa sare lena hai. Because a guy's business is the worst, yo. Like, we'd be at the party. The guy be like, yeah, bro, don't worry. Collect the rest off me at the party. That didn't work either. They'd be fully sharabi. They'd be like, bro, do gaane aur suna de yaar, right? It's like, holy fuck, you're here till like 4 a.m. now.
Damn, that's... I still can't believe the
yeah,
money.
Yeah, bro, trust me, well, you guys are lucky. You guys have like, you know, like...
Professional.
Yeah.
The craziest thing is the BB hiding in the washroom.
Yeah, you guys might have to do a little bit extra makeup, that's it.
Imagine they're like, yeah, coach, we're going to invite you to the wedding. Once you come, we'll throw the money on you.
Oh, we're going to throw the money on you.
Makeup, buddy.
We'll throw the money on you when you're doing the makeup, right? Yeah. Dollar at a time. Just like, you're just like doing the bucket.
Dude, right? I used to come home, Tina used to count the dollars. Yo.
It was so bad.
I'm like, this is so embarrassing. I'm like, yo, don't tell my door, whatever you do.
Chinese all defeated and shit.
Goes into his room, he's like, I have to take a shower.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't tell my parents. Yeah. My dad would be like roasting, already roasting the gig. Like, man, do not check it.
Yeah, so since he doesn't sing, his dad thinks he goes and dances and comes back home.
Yeah, he's the worst. He doesn't even say that anymore. He always says, daddy, yeah, like, okay.
At least he's not like chitter.
At least he's not chitter. Yeah, at least he's not chitter.
Yo, that's actually fucking hilarious.
That's fucking so funny. That's crazy.
That was dope, yo. Big shout out to the coaches podcast.
Yo, big shout out to Chandni for telling that story on the podcast.
Yeah, we keep it raw, right? We save these stories for the pod.
Yo, that's fucking hilarious.
That's actually
jokes.
Oh
my God, that's amazing. Thank you guys so much for coming. Thank you, Tina, for coming. And yeah, we'll have to run up another one
100%.
In the future.
Maybe next time with Calgary, yo.
Let's do it up in Calgary.
We'll get you out of that dungy ass basement.
Solid.
I saw that, I'm like, yo, what the
dude,
fuck?
You can see your breath inside when it's cold in Calgary. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like that everywhere else.
No, there's this one picture. You know Hardy? Hardy posted a picture of this guy's in Hardy's basement. I'm like, yo, let me get you out.
There was that time it was like minus 50. We're sitting in the basement, you could see our breath. Oh, and I was like, Hardy, is this usually like this?
Hardy's just trying to save some money on that fucking heat bill.
You know that Desi Don't Dose playlist that we're always telling you guys to follow at the end of every episode? Well, guess what? They're throwing a party this Saturday night in downtown Vancouver. Okay, they're going to be spinning the hottest Punjabi music, the hottest hip-hop music, the hottest music just in general. Okay, it's going to be good vibes. It's going to be like boiler room type of party vibes in Chinatown at Fortune Sound Club this Saturday night. You guys can go there, you know, with your girls. Have a good night with your girls. Dance, you know, get your dance on. Have a good time. Be the main character type of vibes. I'm making plans for you guys this weekend, okay? If you check out the link in the episode details, you guys can get free tickets using the code COACHES. Downtown Vancouver, Chinatown, Fortune Sound Club. Click the link in the episode details, okay? Use the code COACHES, 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 COACHES for free tickets for the Don't Doze Chinatown party.